Judges chapter 17. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, "The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, about which you cursed and spoke of also in my ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be you of Yahweh, my son." And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, "I had wholly dedicated the silver unto Yahweh from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it to you." Yet he restored the money to his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made thereof a graven image and a molten image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and made an ephod and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, "Wherefrom come you?" And he said to him, "I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place." And Micah said to him, "Dwell with me, and be to me a father and a priest, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and your victuals." So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, Now know I that Yahweh will do me good, seeing I have a Levite for my priest." Judges chapter 18. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for to that day all their inheritance had not fallen to them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valour from Zorah and from Eshtael, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said to them, "Go, search the land," who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in there and said to him, "Who brought you here? And what do you in this place? And what have you here?" And he said to them, "Thus and thus deals Micah with me, and has hired me, and I am his priest." And they said to him, "Ask counsel, we pray you, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous." And the priest said to them, "Go in peace, before Yahweh is your way wherein you go." Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt carelessly after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure, and there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came to their brethren in Zorah and Eshtael, and their brethren said to them, "What say you?" And they said, "Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. When you go, you shall come to a people secure, and to a large land, for God has given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth." And there went from there of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah and out of Eshtael, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath-jearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Mahan-edom unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath-jearim. And they passed from there to Mount Ephraim, and came to the house of Micah. Then answered the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said to their brethren, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod and teraphim and a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore consider what you have to do. And they turned toward there and came to the house of the young man the Levite, even to the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the 5 men that went to spy out the land went up and came in there and took the graven image and the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. Then said the priest to them, "What do you?" And they said to him, "Hold your peace, lay your hand upon your mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or that you be a priest to a tribe and a family and in Israel." And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried to the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said to Micah, "What ails you that you come with such a company?" And he said, "You have taken away my gods, which I made, and the priest, and you have gone away. And what have I more? And what is this that you say to me? What ails you?" And the children of Dan said to him, "Let not your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household." And the children of Dan went their way. And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came to Laish, to a people that were at peace and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lies by Beth-rehob. And they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. However, the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. Judges chapter 19. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him to her father's house to Bethlehem Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly to her, and to bring her again, having his servant with him, and a couple of donkeys, and she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he stayed with him 3 days, so they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart, and the damsel's father said to his son-in-law, "Comfort your heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way." And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together, for the damsel's father had said to the man, "Be content, I pray you, and tarry all night, and let your heart be merry." And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. And he arose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart, and the damsel's father said, "Comfort your heart, I pray you." And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, Behold, now the day draws toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day grows to an end. Lodge here, that your heart may be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that you may go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem, and there were with him two donkeys saddled, his concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent, and the servant said to his master, Come, I pray you, and let us turn into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. And his master said to him, We will not turn aside here into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said to his servant, Come, and let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. And they turned aside there to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodge. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at evening, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah, but the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, Where go you, and from where come you? And he said to him, We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim, for there am I, and I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of Yahweh, and there is no man that receives me into his house. Yet there is both straw and feed for our donkeys, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for your handmaid, and for the young man which is with your servants. There is no want of anything. And the old man said, Peace be with you. However, let all your wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house and gave feed to the donkeys, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, surrounded the house round about, and beat at the door, and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into your house, that we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out to them and said to them, No, my brethren, no, I pray you, do not so wickedly. Seeing that this man has come into my house, do not this disgrace. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble you them, and do with them what seems good to you. But to this man do not so vile a thing. But the men would not listen to him, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth to them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house, where her lord was, till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said to her, Up, and let us be going. But there was no answer. Then the man took her up upon a donkey, and the man rose up and got him to his place. And when he had come into the house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so, that all that saw it said, There was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it, take advice, and speak your minds. Judges chapter 20. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead unto Yahweh in Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew the sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel had gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how became this wickedness?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I came into Gibeah that belongs to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and surrounded the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced, so that she was dead. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and disgrace in Israel. Behold, you are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel." And all the people arose as one man, saying, "We will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to fetch provisions for the people, that they may do, when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the disgrace that they have committed in Israel." So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man, and the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel." But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities of Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Every one could sling stone to the head's breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel besides Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, "Which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin?" And Yahweh said, "Judah shall go up first." And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before Yahweh until evening and asked counsel of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother?" And Yahweh said, "Go up against him." And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up, and came to the house of God, and wept, and sat there before Yahweh, and fasted that day until evening, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And the children of Israel inquired of Yahweh, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, "Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin my brother, or shall I cease?" And Yahweh said, "Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into your hand." And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways, of which one goes up to the house of God and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, "They are smitten down before us as at the first." But the children of Israel said, "Let us flee and draw them from the city to the highways." And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was great, but they knew not that evil was near them. And Yahweh smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men, all these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted to the liers in wait which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hurried and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill off the men of Israel, about 30 persons, for they said, "Surely they are smitten down before us as in the first battle." But when the flame began to arise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil had come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men, all these were men of valour. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them to Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword, all these were men of valour. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness to the rock Rimmon, and stayed in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that they came to. Judges chapter 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "There shall not any of us give his daughter to Benjamin to wife." And the people came to the house of God and stayed there till evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept greatly, and said, "O Yahweh, God of Israel, why has this come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?" And it came to pass on the next day that the people rose early and built there an altar, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation of Yahweh?" For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to Yahweh to Mizpah, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." And the children of Israel grieved themselves for Benjamin their brother, and said, "There is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by Yahweh that we will not give them of our daughters as wives?" And they said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to Yahweh?" And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabeshil-Gilead to the assembly. For the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead there. And the congregation sent there 12,000 men of the most valiant and commanded them, saying, go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. And this is the thing that you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that has lain with a man. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male, and they brought them to the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and to call peaceably to them. And Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh-Gilead, and yet so they sufficed them not. And the people repented them for Benjamin, because that Yahweh had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, how shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, there must be an inheritance for them that have escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. However, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, cursed be he that gives a wife to Benjamin. Then they said, behold, there is a feast of Yahweh in Shiloh yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Labona. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances, then come you out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brothers come to us to complain, that we will say to them, be favourable to them for our sakes, because we reserve not to each man his wife in the war, for you did not give to them at this time, that you should be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught, and they went and returned to their inheritance, and repaired the cities and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed therefrom at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from there, every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.